This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart joins me. She is a star reporter over at The Hook, online at readthehook.com. So, Courtney, I guess the question for you is hopefully you are in and you don't have to get back out.
Well, I'm in, but I am going to have to go back out for a little while, in about 45 minutes.
Well,
hopefully that'll be it.
Do you have milk?
I have milk. Yes, I
Good.
Do.
See, I don't have milk. That's what worries me.
I mean, that's serious, Clay.
I know. I didn't have milk this morning for coffee. It was awful.
I almost bought 5 gallons just to make sure we could live through tomorrow.
It's still tomorrow, right? My goodness. Well, that's what I got to do when I get out of here is go find some 2%.
It's probably
somewhere.
Sold out.
I know. That's awful. I can't believe it. Anyway.
Lucky 7. That's where I went.
Courtney Stewart, of course, at The Hook. Her cover story is available this week, readthehook.com, and in the red boxes all over town. Courtney, you were there yesterday with the Harringtons as they visited the site of where the remains of Morgan's body were found a year ago today, I think.
Yes.
Tell me about the scene.
At the farm itself?
Yeah.
The farm, I had seen the driveway, you know, many times reporting on this. And even seen it on Google Maps, but I was really struck by how far in you had to drive once you got on the driveway. It was a mile just to get to the residence. And then beyond that, you had to go through a couple of gates that weren't locked. And this was, you know, part of this was on driveway, and then it switched over after you went through the second gate to sort of crossing these fields. And so we went probably another quarter mile or so across a field in the car, parked, and then walked down a steep hill and through sort of a wooded area to this clearing where her body was found. Actually, it's exactly a year today.
Yeah.
And very isolated. I understood even more than I did before, I guess, why police think it has to be somebody that knew the property. Because it's just a spot that you just would not come to. There's barbed wire around it. There's a big creek. You could get there maybe more easily from coming in through the Blandemar subdivision or maybe from Red Hill Road, although we didn't have a chance to really explore how that would work. You know, we weren't allowed to hike or try to cross the creek ourselves or anything.
It's 4:43. You're listening to WINA. We're talking with Courtney Stewart. It's 35 degrees in Charlottesville. Courtney, I was going to ask about that neighborhood because it is easier to get to that site rather than going 29 south and driving through the farm. Isn't it a lot easier just to walk from that neighborhood?
Well, distance-wise, absolutely. I mean, you could see when you're up on a hill that the houses weren't too far away, but you'd have to drive past those houses, then you'd have to go, you know, across a field as well, and then you'd have to cross. I think it's the hardware. I mean, it's some creek, and I think it has hardware in the name. I can't think of it now, and then barbed wire. cattle fencing.
Yeah.
So even coming in that way, it could be done, I'm sure, but if you think about the fact that somebody was, I guess, likely transporting her body, unless they made her walk in, it wasn't just a stroll in, no matter what.
Yeah. All of which leads police to believe that whoever is involved in this very tragic assault and murder, that they knew this area pretty well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what they said probably 5 or 10 times while we were out there, is just the farm. And they talked about having geographic profilers, multiple of these profilers come in to see the spot, and they said every single one of them agreed that this has to be somebody who knew where this place was and who knew how to get there and who would have felt comfortable enough to come in there and secure that they weren't going to be surprised or that somebody wasn't going to show up.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. You can read her new cover story this week in The Hook. So, Courtney, there's a few things that you're bringing to the table here. You really have been one of the very best reporters on this story since the very beginning. Tell us some of the new nuggets that you have discovered in your latest research on this.
Well, there's a couple of different things. Are you talking about the familial DNA?
Yeah.
I mean, that's been something that the Harringtons have been pushing for a while. But a couple of things happened recently that made me think I really wanted to focus on it. And one is that the state of Virginia actually obtained software necessary to conduct these familial DNA searches. And for anyone who doesn't know what a familial DNA search is, it's when you have a you have a genetic a DNA profile, and instead of looking for an exact match to that person, you look for something similar in the hopes that you'll get a family member, and then you've narrowed your field of suspects down if you know that this person, you know, if you can figure out their mother, their father, their sibling or child, then you're looking at a smaller group of people for your match.
Yeah. Can't say as I understand that too well, but it's something that it's important to say here and underscore the fact that the parents are really pushing for this, but they haven't yet gotten the police to do anything.
Well, the police are concerned because they say that the evidence in this case, they don't have very much, you know, that the sample of DNA they got was limited, and when you do a DNA test of any kind, you use up the sample so that you can't then conduct a different type of genetic test on that sample. So if you use it up and then you end up needing to do a different type of test, you don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's their concern. And then the other concern is that the ACLU is not pleased with the idea of going forward with this without seriously thinking about some of the possible just the ramifications of this. You know, are we going to end up taking DNA samples from everybody? Is this a privacy concern? Is it going to unfairly focus on African Americans who are overrepresented or, you know, in the prison
DNA
population?
Yeah.
So
it's 4:46. We're talking with Courtney Stewart. So it seemed to me that one of the most striking advances in this investigation was the fact that they did link the DNA that they discovered with Morgan Harrington's body with another assault in Northern Virginia, but then that didn't seem to go anywhere.
Well, they don't know who the guy is. They know, all they know now is that the same person, they know it's a male because you can tell that from DNA, but, you know, and obviously the woman in Fairfax survived to describe, so that's really all they know. And then they have the description of that Fairfax, the victim in Fairfax, but he hasn't been arrested and he's not in the databank, so they don't know his identity. They just know that the same person committed these two crimes. If they could find a family member, then maybe they would be able to narrow their search or home in on him. If he does something else, and they'll be able to match him to this case as well.
Yeah, Courtney Stewart. The big story is in this week's Hook. And you can read it online at readthehook.com or pick it up in one of the red boxes. Courtney, thank you very much, and be careful when you get back out there.
You too. Good luck finding milk.
Yeah, thank you. In search of milk, Coy Barefoot's quest when I get out of here at 6 o'clock. Got to have milk for my coffee.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.